Nigeria's military says it has agreed a ceasefire with Islamist militants Boko Haram and that the schoolgirls the group has abducted will be released. Boko Haram sparked global outrage 6 months ago by abducting more than 200 girls. Journalist Chika Adua joins us now on the line from Nigeria. News of a possible deal to secure the girls' release first emerged on Friday. What's been happening since then?
You know what, since Friday we haven't heard much at all from any official government authorities, but we do know that some of the Nigerian government authorities have been talking to international media, and what they were telling the international media was that the details of the negotiation process, that is still going to be finalized. We heard that talks will continue in Chad this week, especially as it refers to bringing back the kidnapped girl.
What's known about what has become of these girls?
We heard that some of the girls have been dispersed throughout the West Africa region. Understandably, on a practical level, having 219 girls in one place, they would probably become a burden on Boko Haram, because I think a lot of Nigerians initially thought that these girls could be held in Sambisa Forest, but now we're hearing reports that perhaps Boko Haram has kind of separated these girls across West Africa to make it easier for them to manage. Again, we did hear reports that some of the girls were sold into slavery, but many people doubt this. And also, just more news that they might have been performing maybe sexual favors for the Boko Haram fighters. But what we have an idea that they're not in one spot as initially thought.
It is a terribly sad and disturbing story. The military also talking, as I was saying at the weekend, about a ceasefire being agreed with Boko Haram. Has there been any evidence of that?
There has been absolutely no evidence of the ceasefire. You know, they're saying that they're talking to a Boko Haram spokesperson named Danladi Ahmad, but no one seems to know who this person is. And a lot of people say that he's not part of the Boko Haram leadership. So again, who is this person that they're allegedly negotiating with? And we do know that the president of Chad, Mr. Idris Derby, he has been a part of these talks of, about the ceasefire. And also we heard that one government official told international media that so far the ceasefire means that Boko Haram will not attack civilians, and Nigerian troops have been ordered not to shoot at Boko Haram strongholds. However, we did hear reports of attacks happening over the weekend. I personally have have an informant in northern Nigeria who is a vigilante fighter, and he informed me that attacks did take place over the weekend, even after the supposed ceasefire. So right now, there's a lot of conflicting information, and the government is not really giving us anything clear or tangible to prove that the ceasefire truce is actually happening.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us to bring us up to date. We'll be following developments. That was Chika Odua on the line there from Nigeria with the time at 13 minutes to 8.